Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I am Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are your podcast personal trainers for today, Monday the 14th of December. It is a rainy, cold day in the Bay Area. All the snow is gone away, and it has been replaced by wet rain.
Yeah, it is.
As opposed to dry rain.
It is literally pouring right now.
It's decent. I wouldn't say pouring.
I can hear it.
You can hear, I mean, it's not like...
And I can see
it. It's not like rushing down, though. It's like, I'd say this is light to medium.
I'll give it medium.
I'll stick with light to medium. Because, I mean, yeah, if you stood out there for 5 minutes, you'd be drenched. But it's not like, your God, I have to sprint to my car, or otherwise I'm going to be, you know.
I think our, what's it called? Our quad
perception
area?
Uh-huh.
Our, what would you call that area right over there? Our outside,
yeah, I'd call it a
quad.
Because we live in like a...
apartment building that's like
it has
a courtyard.
It's got a courtyard. There it is.
Yeah, think Embassy Suites, but not indoors.
Okay.
Kind of a visual.
I'll give you that.
I think that makes it sound a lot worse than it is.
Really?
Because it sounds awful at our front door.
Huh. I'll have to go listen after this one.
Okay.
So I'm finally getting over this cold.
Very
exciting. Good. And I've started the battle with the people below us. Like, I've escalated it.
Yes.
I'm calling the security every single night if I can hear them, regardless of severity. Every single night. Just so that I like, my goal is if these asshats don't stop, they are going to get evicted. Like, that's my goal. Like, if they don't get the message that playing video games or whatever the hell they're doing at midnight without headphones on, or I mean, like, I don't even care if they, you know, play it just so I can't hear it, you know?
It's interesting because some nights I can hear it,
uh-huh,
like, blatantly, and then other nights if I try for it, I can hear it.
Right. I'm just like,
it's
the principle of the thing, and I'm very sensitive, like, to the bass notes, and it's the stupidest. It sounds like the most boring video game because no sound changes.
No.
It's just like boom, 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 boom. It's like this, the same boring bass riff every day, day in, day out, all day. Like, Tyler was playing the UFC video game.
Yeah.
When I got home from the gym, and you could hear it. I mean, it was the exact same damn thing they were playing at freaking 11 o'clock last night when I was trying to go to bed when I called the security.
You could hear the bass over my game.
Right.
That's when I kind of was like, yeah. Because I had headsets and I was listening to my own music just because the UFC has boring music after a while.
Right. It's the same. And then they also play
the
really
same,
random,
like,
quotes.
Quotes, like audio clips from,
mm-hmm,
it. And it just gets boring. So I listen to my own music while I play. But once I took off my headsets, I could blatantly hear their bass over ours.
Right.
And then if I think about it, I want to know what we sound like to them.
We probably sound awesome to them.
But what I'm saying is, like, if our walking around is loud, like, because,
yeah,
at our old apartment, we had a woman one time
who was I thought you were gonna talk about the people above us.
Oh, the people above us were,
which we talked
stompers
about. Yeah.
I think we talked about
they were
times.
Nazis, I believe.
Yeah,
because they
goose stomped,
goose stepped everywhere.
Yeah,
I was just like, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, so they were interesting. But the lady below us one day came up and, like, was, like, upset with us that we were loud. And I literally looked at her and went, all of us have been standing around because there was, like, a...
We're going to the roller derby.
We were leaving to go someplace, and all of us were standing around, like, the kitchen table waiting for one person to show up. And I looked at her and went, we haven't moved. Like,
right.
how are we stomping and being loud?
Mind you, I had a little to drink at that point.
I was
you
sober.
You hadn't.
I was sober.
So,
and I
you have the
was
best.
98% sure that none of us were moving. And
right,
if we were moving, it wasn't in a ridiculous way that was not out of the norm.
Right. So, whatever. Some people are just crazy people. Yeah. But you've hit us on The week, where are we doing case studies week?
Case studies, so, robots in disguise.
Which was, we saw the second one the other day.
I saw the second one.
Surprisingly good.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, I mean, I know we're the people who, like, way missed the boat on that, because usually you don't talk about stuff till, you know, you talk about stuff right as it comes out, yeah. Not, like, wait until it comes out on DVD, but whatever.
Yeah,
thought it was good.
It's been out on DVD for months now, and we just...
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't recent. So we just got around to watching it, and it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. A lot more robot fighting, which was pretty sweet.
Yeah, the one thing about the robot fighting that was annoying is that it felt like all of them were the same color in certain sequences.
Exactly.
And that was very difficult to decipher who was who.
Exactly, because they did the whole thing where they were beaten up, and I don't know. That was just frustrating.
Yeah.
So... this whole week, we're going to be taking on case studies that have been sent in by you, our listeners, and we are going to take the case, read you their stats, read you what they're doing now, and then tell you what we would do with them if they were our clients. So we've chosen people who have pretty stereotypical problems, and so hopefully you'll resonate with someone here and be able to pick up what you should be doing as well. So we've chosen a younger woman to start off with. We're doing a younger man, older woman, and then we have a wild card.
Yeah, we're trying to figure out of a couple of people who we're picking as the last one.
Yeah, because, yeah. So we might put a, actually, you know what, this is probably going to be recorded before it comes out. So I was going to say we could put a poll up on the website.
No.
But no, I think we'll just decide.
Too much work.
Exactly. Way too much work. So, our first person, we've changed everyone's name, so if you are the person, look, we've tried to include characteristics of you in there.
So you blatantly know it's you, but if you aren't smart enough to put the pieces together, it probably isn't you.
It's probably your fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, okay. All right, so our first case study, her name is quote-unquote Sarah.
Sarah.
Not her real name.
Not her real
name. To protect the innocent. All right, so read us her stats, Tyler.
All right, Sarah is 5'6" and 210 pounds.
Okay.
Height-wise, she's your normal female. Isn't that like a roughly...
That's probably in the range.
It's your average female height.
Right.
210 is not your average female weight.
No.
I'm going to make a statement, and this statement is going to pretty much offend people.
Uh-huh.
But that's kind of what I do.
Right.
I don't feel that any woman should be over 200 pounds.
Yeah, unless they're a strength athlete.
And like, once again, I still don't feel that woman should be 200 pounds.
I'm guessing because she's probably what?
For attractive sake, I'm just saying nobody should be over 200 pounds.
I'm guessing she's probably 35% body fat, which is over the norm, because women should be between roughly 26 or 24 to like 28 in that range. So 35% body fat means she has 73 pounds of body fat. Okay, so that's not good at all. So keep going with that.
Okay, so her goal, her wants, her needs is basically she wants to look sexy for summer. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that every woman?
Right.
Hence why we picked Sarah. Sarah, whose name is not Sarah.
Right.
The
next few sentences might give you a hint, Sarah, yes, as to who you are.
Yes.
Just FYI.
As of right now, all Sarah does is cardio.
Mm-hmm.
Roughly 30 minutes worth, approximately 3 to 3.5 miles within that 30 minutes. That's a direct quote from the email. Sarah.
Right.
Wink, wink.
And guess what? She has knee issues. Sarah.
Yeah, I hope this person gets it.
Okay, so she has plenty of time before summer hits to lose the weight.
Roughly 5 months? 5 months.
And probably the weight that she would want to get down to is probably 150, right?
150, I'd say, would be respectable.
150 would be respectable. 130 would be, she would look amazing.
Smoking.
Like, and that would be on the lower end. So if she would weigh 150 and she was at a body fat of what? 25?
Yeah.
Well, that would be pretty good. Let me do the calculation.
So we're hoping for 130 to 150 is her goal weight.
Divided by 0.75. So she would want Wait, hold on, never mind. Keep going. I did that wrong.
He was doing math.
I forgot to clear my calculator out, so it gave me the old stuff.
It shows like 200. I was like, she does not want to lose 200 pounds. That would put her at 10.
No, I'm trying to get her body fat percentage.
Okay, so she has knee issues. Let's just tackle that then real fast.
Uh-huh.
The knee issues, Keon will jump on me first off on this. Uh-huh. I would say work your way up. I don't know how severe these knee issues are.
Work your way up as far as...
like elliptical it and then go to the treadmill.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel with knee stuff, it either gets... you're pretty much just waiting for it to get worse a lot of times.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. She's probably running wrong. I guarantee you she's running wrong. So what she needs to do is she needs to hire someone who knows gait, who can analyze her gait, which is gait is how you run, and tell her what she's doing wrong. So, I mean, that's really it.
Okay. But so in the world of that, we're just not telling her to go hire somebody to teach her.
Right.
Okay.
But I mean, as far as her gait goes, so I mean, the actual goal is for her to be able to run and to have knee problems. So, or
eventually she'd have to do something like that.
Yeah, because most people run terribly. So I'm guessing from what she's told us that she runs pretty bad. So,
because she didn't say that she was like in a car accident or anything.
No. I'm guessing it's probably going to be an ACL tear. If she keeps running like that, like she is running, because most women have what's called a valgus collapse, means that their knees knock inwards, and that puts a lot of pressure on the ACL, and eventually that'll probably tear.
Okay.
So I would say start with the elliptical. If you can't afford or can't find someone who's expert in running, then do the elliptical. Sure.
Yeah, I would say do the elliptical. It's just less pressure on the joints.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say start there. I'm on a high intensity interval training kick.
Right.
So, and she wants to lose fat. So, that's what I would say is to, 5 minutes warm up, just get your heart rate going. Minute rest, but jog, like speed.
So, she would go hard for a minute and then back it off to.
For a minute.
And when we talk jog, she's on the elliptical.
She's still on the elliptical, just,
not technically jogging, but.
On your normal pace, just kind of.
60 to 70%.
Yeah.
As far as so what? 20 minutes of that?
Yeah, I'd say 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts you at 10 cycles through. Yeah.
Yeah. Because my guess is that in her 3 miles, she's hit a plateau, which we talked about last week. The art of mixing it up. This is going to really mix things up for her. So she's probably hit that plateau with her running. So we're telling you. Sarah, back off from running for a little bit. It's gonna be. I know if you have an event coming up, which you didn't mention, you might be able to work that in, but still, back off the running. And then, as far as the knee health goes, I would focus in on and fat loss. Focus in on single joint or single leg training, so lunges, one leg Romanian deadlifts. One-legged squats, if has the ability to do those, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And then focus on her hip and ankle mobility. Because I think that's probably where she's coming from. I'm just, again, guessing. Her glutes are, if she looks at herself in the mirror, her knees are, if she stood normal, like hip distance apart, her knees are probably pretty far away from her hip bone, right? So she wants to strengthen her glutes. Help prevent that valgus collapse when she runs.
Yeah.
So she needs to do a lot of glute strengthening stuff. So that lunge, that Romanian deadlift, all that is really going to help out with that. What else? I mean, because I'm guessing her fat distribution is typical to women in the hips and butt area, right?
Well, yeah.
That's most women.
Most women have that.
Because save a few case studies, we haven't seen pictures of people. So
that there a couple people did this through Facebook, so we could find pictures of them. Yes, we did kind of stalk some people.
Right. Sorry. Actually, no, sorry. We're helping you out, so yeah. Screw it.
So Sarah emailed us, so we didn't get any pictures of her. And I know that sounds really awkward, but if you we do this again, send pictures because it makes it a lot easier to see where you hold weight.
Right.
And we can then adjust accordingly to that.
Right. And then we can help you out with posture, all that good stuff.
So
I'm guessing the triangle, you know, holds it. If you put a triangle up in her body, that's probably where she holds it.
No,
that makes sense? Yeah. Because you have the triangle, you have the circle, and you have the rectangle, which are pretty much the standard body type that you have. So
okay. Workout-wise, she says that she'd probably want to work out like 3 to 4 times a week, which I think is fine. Like, that's good.
Is that with weights or cardio, too?
She just gave us 3 to 4. I'm saying with weights.
Okay. And then cardio on top of that? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Make it a whole, like, hour event.
Okay.
So I would probably do, I mean, just off the top of my head, like, when training people, I would always just, like, the first month, I always kind of, not wing it per se, but I have, like, my stationary things that I do with them. If it's like
your staples, right?
Yeah, my staples.
Right.
The kind of things where it's like, okay, I know that she wants to lose weight. Okay, I have a 3 to 4 day full body workout plan already set where each, you know, workout is a full body workout, but it's a different body, like, it's a different exercise per workout for each different body part. So I'd probably go into that where she does a 3 is easier to mathematically figure out. So I probably would do 3 times a week. A full body workout. Each workout being a different exercise. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Or like it's not just one workout 3 times a week. It's 3 different workouts that are full body 1 time a week. 3 times. I feel like I'm just repeating the same numbers over and over again.
Right.
But I would do that with her. And then on top of it, throw 20 minutes of the cardio.
Okay, so that'd probably be for the first month, right?
Yeah.
And then the second month, what I would do with her is after that whole body, I take her to the 4 days, up her weights by 1 day, and go into a push-pull regimen, which means she would work all of her pulling muscles, hamstrings, abs, biceps, and back on 1 day. And then the exact next day, she would work all of her pushing muscles, quadriceps, calves, pecs, shoulders, and triceps on Tuesday. And then she'd take a rest, then do the exact same thing, pull on Thursday, push on Friday, rest over the weekend, do it all over again for a month.
Still doing cardio at the end?
Still doing cardio at the end. So these are fat. I mean, there is little to no rest with these. So she's doing her Romanian deadlifts, then she's doing a lat pull down. Goes back and forth between those two. So almost like an upper body, lower body intensity circuit, but with a push-pull.
Okay.
So that would be month 2. And then we'd go into month 3. So we're getting into, so for the rest of, let's just put it into real time. December, she does the whole body that you're talking about.
Well, let's say she starts in January because this gives her the holidays to joke around in.
So. Right, and kind of figure her stuff out. So January, she does the whole body. February, she does the push-pull. March. So she's getting closer to...
She roughly, being 210...
She should start losing weight quick.
She should be taking some ginormous dumps, in all honesty, and just losing weight.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, actual poos.
No, that too. That was multiple ways of using that.
Okay.
The pun was intended.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. So, what's month 3 going to look like for her?
Month 3... See, this is where I play around with the if she is not... Some women have a hard time losing weight.
Uh-huh.
Some don't. If she... Either way, though, just for the sake of argument, I would probably up her cardio to be 30. 30
okay.
minutes. I would do the more cardio now.
Okay.
And I would make the whole month be more cardio-based.
Okay.
I would probably actually just have her do classes and stuff like that.
Okay. So this is almost like a... Okay, great.
Like a cardio blast.
Cardio blast for month 3.
Yeah.
So classes and cardio.
You know, like do it 5 days a week.
Uh-huh.
Pick a spin class,
body pump.
Yeah, body pump. I would stay away from the yogas, the Pilates.
I'd pick one of those a week to do, just as a restorative.
Just as like on a Wednesday.
Yeah, like on a Wednesday or
whatever.
Wednesday,
pick yoga or Pilates, but then.
I mean, Pilates will get her there too.
Yeah. But what I I wanted more of the, like, cardio-based kickboxing, the where, you know, not based, because this next sentence doesn't happen to me often, but where, like, people walk out and they're drenched in sweat kind of a thing.
Right.
I want those kind of classes. And then on days that she might not be able to find a class that fits into her schedule, I would knock it to, you know, 40 minutes.
Okay, 40 cardio. Minutes. And that we're still talking high-intensity interval training.
Yeah.
And so the first month, Tyler wanted you doing 1 minute on, 1 minute off. Your intervals should change with each month. So maybe with month two or week two, you go 30 seconds on, a minute off, and then you do a pyramid. So then you go to 45 seconds on, a minute off, a minute on, a minute off, a minute 15 on, a minute off. And you pyramid up, pyramid down, back and forth, and do that kind of stuff. Because we talk about the principle of adaptation a lot, but your body's going to adapt to intensity, to interval training. So that will be, we've got months one, two, three, and we're moving on to month four. On April, right? So it's just starting to get into a warmer month, right? Depending on where you live, you didn't mention that. I'm guessing California, because that's what you kind of, I mean, talked about in your email. So month four, I'm going to have you.
She did say beach a couple of times.
Yeah. So somewhere
it's Florida,
in the beaches.
Hawaii, or California,
or Australia, or
oh yeah, we do world.
I just looked at our. Because I look at our feed burner a lot, which is, if you don't know what that is, it marks where people are listening from and all that. Canada was kicking ass for a little while. They were our number one listening group. Now U.S. is on top, followed by the U.K., and then Australia, Canada, and New Zealand. So those are our top five countries. Kind of crazy.
That is kind of crazy.
Yeah, and then we have, like, Sweden, Switzerland, Mexico. It's really, it freaks me
come
out.
Come on, come on.
Sweet. Swedish. Oh gosh. Okay. So for month four, I'm gonna move you.
Yeah. Go chew on that.
I'm gonna move you into only body weight for month four.
Month four.
And what we're gonna do rounds. So take the idea of boxing training, and move it to your weights. So you're gonna pick five body weight exercises, and you're gonna do it five times, 1 minute for each exercise. Okay. So it's gonna be 25 minutes of work. Okay. Really, with 1 minute rest in between each round, so it really rounds out to about 30 minutes. Yeah. So, for an example, minute one would be push-ups. Minute two would be squats. Minute three would be lunges. Minute four would be burpees. Minute five would be a plank. Right? Take a minute rest. Do it all over again, five times.
Five times through.
Uh huh. Then what you're gonna do is you're gonna get on cardio. That's going to be I'm gonna take out the high intensity interval training for this month. And you're going to you're gonna need a heart rate monitor for this one. I want your heart rate around 140 the entire rest of the hour.
Whatever it takes you to do it.
Right. So if that
sometimes
means
that means walking.
If that's walking, that's walking. If that's sprinting, that's sprinting. Whatever 140 means.
That's always the fun thing, is that if you work out really hard during your weight part, you can kind of slack off in the cardio department for certain aspects of time.
Right, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to get you into the fat burn, not zone, but your body over 140 tends to burn sugar more. Mm-hmm. So that's what we want. You're going to do that every other day. So we're off a day split. We're not going to do Monday on, Tuesday off, Wednesday on, blah, blah. It's every other day. So Monday, Tuesday... Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Tuesday. Get it?
Every other day.
Every other day. And then on your off days, you're going to do an hour's worth of cardio. That makes sense? And again, you're trying to keep... You're going to do
cardio at 140.
Uh-huh. You're going to do intervals this time. So you're going to go 140 to 160. So little intervals. This time, instead of just doing as hard as you can go, you're going to do specifically on your heart rate. So 140... heart rate, try and keep it there for 5 minutes, then keep it at 160 for 5 minutes. 140 for five, 160 for five. You're going to go back and forth for an hour. It's going to suck because it's a long time. So if you're on the elliptical, if you're on whatever, 1 hour, that's it.
Okay.
Moving into month five.
Month five, we're there. This is the last month.
Uh-huh. So this is, you. By this time, you should be reaching your goal. You should be weighing around, what, 160 to 140, in that range, right?
Yeah, you should maybe be flirting with we want you at 150, so you should be flirting with it. more than likely, so often I find girls do, when they drop weight, they drop weight. They don't gain muscle.
Right.
So, in that, a part of me wants to do something that is interesting. I would probably do a mass build, but add the cardio at the end that is a fat burner.
Okay. Depending on like where she is. Because the part of me wants to go to a sculpt where she just does Pilates and cardio.
Okay.
That, I mean, that's where my mind goes.
So, it's, it's that play around where it gets to that point where we don't know where you're at. It's hard to judge 5 months out.
Exactly.
So, often I feel that with a mass build, where I'm talking, you know,
and mass scares a lot of women sometimes.
Yeah, that scares a lot of women. But what I'm saying is 5 reps, you know, 5 times through.
5 by 5.
5 by 5 kind of a workout. And high weight, just doing as much as you can. And then doing, you know, a 30 to 45 minutes of a cardio where it's either doing the heart rate or a HIIT kind of a thing.
You know what we could do? We could blend the 5 by 5 with a Pilates thing. So 5 by 5 day 1.
Yeah.
Pilates day 2. 5 by 5 Pilates, 5 by 5 Pilates.
Yeah.
I think that could be really good for her. Because then you're getting the restorative nature, the stretching and the core strength, as well as the toning from the Pilates. And cardio after every 5 by 5, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Sarah, I think this is a pretty damn good program for you. Okay, we're rounding out on almost half an hour, so I think let me throw an idea.
Throw out an idea.
So we have our 4 people, and we have our wild card. Let's make our wild card the nutrition for each person. Because we haven't been able to hit on Sarah's nutrition program yet.
True.
And so I feel like we should just round this out with all the workouts for each person, and then
Friday we do the nutrition.
I mean,
because I feel like also the nutrition for most of them will be similar because men and female is basically what it comes down to.
Right.
So okay, yeah, let's do that. So Friday's nutrition day.
Friday's nutrition day. Just okay. Great. So let's go over this
workout.
That means
you have to come back. That's good.
Yeah. All right. So let's go over Sarah's whole workout one more time.
Okay.
Month 1, she's doing 3 times a week, whole body cardio. At the end of each workout.
At the end of each workout. And this is more just to worried about the knee issues. So it's kind of a build.
Right.
Like just get used to working out, not so that you don't overtrain kind of a concept.
Month 2, she's doing a push-pull program. So
4 days a week.
4 days a week. Resting Saturday, Sunday, or whatever you two days consecutive after 2 rounds with 1 day in the middle of those 2 rounds.
Yes.
Then on
cardio with that?
Cardio with that, yes.
Okay. The same.
The high intensity. Yeah. So you have month 1 and 2 high intensity interval training for your cardio.
Okay.
Month 3, you're up in your cardio and going into your classes every day. So 5 days a week, you're doing classes. And then if you can do something active on the weekend, do that.
Join a softball league, join a co-ed, meet a boy, whatever.
Yeah.
Sicko.
Month 4, one thing I want to put in between month 3 and month 4 is a week off. I think she needs it.
Yeah.
Of just, actually, take the last, if you're okay with this, Tyler, the last week of month 3 and take it easy. So, do light stuff, swim, yoga, Pilates.
How about
swim,
this? Yoga, instead Pilates. Of doing, because it's the classes, right?
Uh-huh.
Classes is week 3.
Right, so the end of month
yeah,
3.
Yeah, that, just take the non- cardio classes.
Uh-huh.
Like, take the yogas, take the Pilates, take the, you know, do slow cardio, stuff like that.
Right.
Don't
okay.
do the super intense ones.
So the end of month 3, do that. Because then in month 4, you're going to really amp things up. You're doing the rounds. So 5 times through, 1 minute for each exercise. And then you're getting your heart rate monitor, and you're keeping your heart rate at 140 for the rest of the half hour. And then the next day, you're spending an hour on the cardio machine doing 5 minutes at 140, 5 minutes at 160. And then this is an every other day program. So you can take a rest day if you need one on your cardio days, but try not to. Okay? And then month 5, you're doing back and forth between a 5 by 5 program and Pilates. So 5x5 again, you're picking 5 exercises, big ones. We're talking squat, we're talking bench press, we're talking deadlift, pull-ups, that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And you're doing 5 reps of 5 repetitions of each, and then you're ending with the HIIT cardio again. And then Pilates the next day. Then HIIT cardio again. Pilates, or 5x5, Pilates, HIIT cardio. Okay, should be pretty simple.
And all this will be posted on truefitnessacademy.com just to make it easier for you. And I would kind of classify Sarah as your more typical female workout, like female issues.
Sarah's what, like 24?
Yeah, I think she was 24 at most. She didn't say. I visualize her at 24 to 28.
Right. Okay. And this workout could work for anyone between 18 and 35, I'm guessing. Yeah. Actually, I'd go up to even 40, 45.
Yeah.
I mean, then mattering how much weight you have to lose. But again, the first month is a lead-in process. Like, you're trying to gain some strength and some muscle density. So, that don't skip month 1 or month 5.
No.
Or month 2.
Don't skip any of them.
Or 3 or 4.
Don't skip any of them.
Right. And by the end of, by the end of this, like, you should be looking damn sexy.
Yeah, and you will learn about the nutrition on Friday.
All right. So, with that, if you guys have any questions for us, email us at podcast@truefitnessacademy.com. Until then, Tyler, take us out.
Let's go with... Oh, it's on tip my tongue. Smile.
Oh, that's so precious. All right. Well, you guys, look with passion this week. Peace.